Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Hello, everyone. My name is Solaris, and you are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. So I hope you guys have all had a really fun week. We just had Mother's Day, which was pretty cool, and we were celebrating that, which is awesome. And actually, we're going to talk a little bit about mothers and family in this episode because of the main song that we're going to be playing for our very special guest, True Violet, who is awesome, and they actually wrote a song that has to do with family and moms, which is really, really cool. So we're going to get into that in a little bit, which is great. And so about our show, every Monday night you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication anytime throughout the week, just feel free to message us and we will play your song and dedicate it for the one you love. Just email us at info@facetsoftheheart.com. So it's going to be a really fun show tonight. I'm going to start off the show with a different structure. We're going to start off with our artist to watch, who is really, really awesome. So feel free to check out this group, and it's really, really awesome. Awesome. So who is our artist to watch, Jeff?
This week we have a fantastic artist coming out of England. Actually, she's out of London. Her name is Finley. And like so many others that we've actually focused on so far this year, she's really kind of breaking through that indie pop culture right now that's happening in London. We've had a lot come out of Nashville, and now we're having a lot come out of London. In fact, last year, Jamie and I talked about a lot of artists that came out of London and out of the English area. Well, this one, Finley, is phenomenal. She's been opening up for Jake Bugg lately, which is actually a very popular artist in England, I'm sure you've heard of. And she's been doing some very, very positive work and getting a lot of great reviews for, opening in those shows. She's got a great song right now that's just dropping. It's called Wolfpack. Kind of a more gritty voice, kind of has a little bit more edge to it, kind of like a rocker. And that's something I think the mainstream indie feel needs to have from a female vocalist right about now. So definitely check her out. She is planning on doing some small tours US-wide, but those have yet to be announced. But on her website, you can check it out and see some of the things she's got coming up. But full-length album is due sometime in July. Hasn't released a date yet, but they're tentatively right now talking about July. So excellent, excellent song so far that I've heard. There's a couple of YouTube videos. Check them out. I think you'll really like them. And if you get a chance, listen to this one. And I think you'll like Wolfpack. I think she's a pretty dominant artist. Look for it.
Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate it. We'll definitely check it out. So, you guys, this is Wolfpack by Finley. Hope you guys love it.
Rush.
was Wolfpack by Finley. And so check out her stuff if you guys like. She is definitely an artist to watch for. Now we are going to welcome to the show our main group, which is awesome. This is True Violet, and this is their featured song that has been released on YouTube. This song is called The Day I Was Sorry.
I just woke up from a horrible dream that you died in your sleep, left my life incomplete. I saw your body, it was lifeless and pale, and I wish that I could turn back time, turn back time. What was I thinking? Should have woken up then, knew that I would regret the day. The bed, it was cold, I was scared you weren't there. Called out your name, knowing that you never call back. What I do for the chance to tell you what was I thinking? Should have woken up then, knew that I would be
was The Day I Was Sorry by True Violet, and we have them on the line with us right now. So how are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
Yay! Awesome! I'm so glad you're all there. Why don't you introduce yourselves to our listeners?
I'm Jesse. I sing lead, and I play piano in True Violet.
I'm Elena. I play bass and sing backups in True Violet.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and I play drums in True Violet.
What's up? I'm Devo, and I play guitar in True Violet.
Yay! So tell us a little bit about how you girls all formed a band.
Well, we originated in Florida, and it was the Miller sisters. So Kayla on the drums and Elena on bass, they're sisters, and I met them, this is Jesse, out in Florida. And we ended up finding some management out in L.A. and just one day decided magically to move out here. And so we did, and then we found Devo and she lived in Vegas, and we all connected here in LA together, and now we all live together. It's pretty awesome. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So tell us a little bit about the song that we just played, The Day I Was Sorry. It's a really deep song, and I know a little bit about, you know, the meaning behind it and then obviously the video interpretation, but why don't you guys share a little bit to the listeners that don't have a little inside info?
This song actually was originally written for my mom, who is this year 11-year cancer survivor. Started with breast cancer, it spread to her bone, and she's still fighting it. But it also, you know, represents, the girls can tell you, Kayla and Elena, if you want to take it from here, about your grandma and about the same time period.
Yeah, it was basically around the same time that the song was written. We were dealing with a loss of our grandmother as well from breast cancer too, so it all kind of tied in together, and the song really applies not even to a lost one, but just loved ones and reminding them, you know, that you love them, and because at any moment, whether it's from a sickness or some, you know, any kind of tragedy, you should always be reminded that it's important to tell your loved ones that they're appreciated and that you love them, because it could be the last, you know.
That's so beautiful. And with the video on YouTube, can you explain a little bit about the concept behind that and the people involved?
We I used to work at a hair salon, and they're really great over here in Sherman Oaks, Efox Hair. And they were kind enough to let us use their entire salon after hours and put on a big charity event for a fundraiser we were doing. At the time, I had a mohawk. And I promised our fans that I would completely shave my head bald if we could raise a certain amount of money for the American Cancer Society. And we exceeded it by 3 times. And so at this event, we had a bunch of vendors come, and all friends and family came together, and people on the street just came in, and we had free food and free drinks. And as we were having a charity event and having, different prizes for people pulling this different numbers from a hat and, you know, just donating money towards everything in American Cancer Society. We also were shooting our music video, and my mom flew in from Florida to be a part of it with us. So part of this music video, you'll see me actually towards the end shaving my head as in honor of everybody, really, anyone who survived and, you know, and also in honor of all the people that donated and us exceeding our goal and, you know, making a beautiful event. And this took place the year before. And it was great. We raised about $5,000, and we did it on our own for strong-willed women.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, that is just so cool. I'm so glad that you guys were able to write and create, you know, different forms of media with that really inspiring music. That's so beautiful. So I hear that you guys are now signed with a label.
We are signed with a label. It's more of a production deal, but it's mostly independent. So we work with a group of people that helped us actually finish our record, and it's something that most people are doing nowadays, which is basically independently putting it out, but also with representation of different producers and engineers to know people in the industry and getting yourself out there without being stuck to just one major label and going down the path of, you know, just pumping out to radio and just, you know, rushing things and kind of not being able to take everything with your own say, basically. A lot of the time with the major labels, we were not able to do our own music, so we kind of geared towards independent, and we signed a production deal, and we're excited to put out the album, and it'll be coming out June 3rd, and that's the release date, but we're excited.
Yay! I love it. So you have your, you know, the song that we just played. Are you guys thinking about releasing that as your first single, or do you have another song on the album that's going to be more of a single?
Right now, I think we have a couple in mind. We haven't made a final decision on yet. I think we're mainly focusing on doing the album release and then the music video shortly after. So more than likely it'll be the same song as the music video. So we'll be releasing that information soon as well once we make a solidified decision.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to play, we have clips and special previews of the songs coming out from the album June 3rd. So we have some clips we're going to play for all of you guys listening. The first one I'm going to play is the one Stand By You by True Violet. What can you guys tell us about this before we play it?
We love playing it live. It's a very, very fun song to play live, and we stand by each other till the day we die.
Yeah, we vibe hard on this song on stage. It's just a crazy energy on stage when this song is playing. We love it.
Yay! Awesome. Well, this is called Stand By You, guys, so I hope you guys all love it. We will be right back with more interviewing for True Violet and playing more of their music right after this. So stay tuned.
The more you give, the more you get. On a Sunday before bed, hold my thoughts inside my mind. Make my dream easy to find. Forget troubles through the day. Live by you, they go away. When I wake you, make it clear. Say I love you in my ear. And I keep my guard up very high. Say you want this, yet you don't know why. And I sense false hope and something fly, but I'll stand by you till the day I die. La 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 If it's easy, then you stay. When life's tough, you walk away. Loving you's my
So stay tuned for June when you can hear the full version of that song on the major album release of True Violet. And now we're going to go to a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. As the seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com, and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or anytime, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialaurain.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love? Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And now we have Lydia with her segment of Shakespeare in Love, and we have her right here for you.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great show. I decided to write a poem based on the plant I got on Mother's Day, which is a few days ago, so I hope you celebrated it. The trees filter the air, touch me not. I know you, I remember you. As I walk over you, you shut me out. You close yourself, piece by piece, to keep the outside house in your inner, your deep core, safe from weight, safe from me, noise. You wake up at the light of day, as you go to sleep, as night falls, and all that's in my mind is to end my day and rush back to you. Whether you like to be touched or not, you are my little touch-me-not. Anyway, hope you're having a great night, and I don't know if you guys like Ethiopian food or what kind of adventures you like, but I'd say, you know, pick your one restaurant or cuisine you've never visited before and just see what it's like and tell me about it next week. Bye.
And for everybody following Lydia throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/Lydia Mayen, and you can hear all about her international adventures. Right now she's in Amsterdam, but she goes all around the world doing all sorts of fun things. So definitely check it out. And now we have a new song, which is very cool. So this is our sneak peek song of the week. We have Flashlight by Jessie J, which is coming out tomorrow. And this is being highlighted on the Pitch Perfect 2 soundtrack. So I hope you guys like this one. We all love Jessie J. in my flashlight. So I don't know about you guys, but I am actually super excited to see that movie. I really liked the first one, and I'm really excited to see this one. I think it's awesome. So that was Flashlight by Jessie J on the Pitch Perfect 2 soundtrack. Yay! And now we are going to go back, and we are going to talk to True Violet. We are going to play their song, I'm Ready, and then ask them about it. So stay tuned. We are going to hear more from True Violet.
I got the opposite of money, but I'm paying all my dues. I got the whole world counting on things I'm gonna do. Well, I am ready, I am now. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm building a new light. I got my head up in the clouds, my dreams won't sleep tonight. And I know I am ready, I am now. Don't hold back from your running heart. Dream until you're living, your dream will come alive. Don't give up when it gets real tough. Dream until you're living, your dream will come alive. I'm ready now, I'm ready now. Whoa, I'm ready now, I'm ready. It's like the motion of the ocean. When you're up, you're coming down. But I'm losing track of patience till I leave this no good town.
So that was I'm Ready by True Violet, and we have them on the line with us right now. So what can you girls tell us about that song?
This is Kayla. I think that song really has to do with our everyday life. You know, this is being in the music industry is a constant struggle, and being a musician in general is just, it's a lot of work. And, you know, you have to start out with your day job and then it's practicing. And I think it's just mostly saying, you know, we're ready. We're ready to show the world who we are and what our music is. And we don't really want to wait around for anything. We just want to be out there and be on the road right away. And it's kind of just saying, like, we're ready to get out there and show everybody what we've got, basically.
I love it. So do you guys have a tour planned?
We actually do. Next month, well, we'll be playing a lot all over California, but next month, end of June, we are planning on going to Florida to play a couple shows, including the House Blues Orlando, and then we will be playing in Nashville, Tennessee, and in Chattanooga. So we'll be doing like a mini East Coast tour and then coming back to California and playing a few more shows. We're booked pretty solid till October, so we're going to be playing all over.
Ooh,
really,
that's
excited.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that
we'll be promoting
so cool.
The new album. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yay. Well, I love that. I think that's great. So who are some of your musical influences?
For sure, coming up on the second half of the album, this is Jessie. We definitely were inspired by a lot of the lyrical content with Mumford & Sons. The lead singer of that band is a great lyricist, and there was a lot of inspiration drawn from that band. A lot of, personally, like Stevie Nicks, she's amazing. So that's personally, I don't know if the girls want to talk about, you know, their personal favorites. I'll pass it along to them. Or not.
Sorry.
Go ahead, sorry.
Hello? Sorry,
yeah.
It's kind of a weird transition. I would say personally and collectively, Kings of Leon is definitely a favorite and an inspiration of ours vibe-wise and just structure-wise. I think they're all crazy talented musicians, Mumford & Sons as well, like Jessie said. And just we like a lot of classic stuff, some old stuff.
Like the Eagles and even...
probably like even like some Foo Fighters, or at least with like drumming wise and stuff like that. Fleetwood Mac. Those are probably some of our bigger influences.
I love it. I love it. And I know you have a tour and you're coming out with your album, but that's awesome. Do you have any goals that you're aspiring to? I know that you guys obviously have these two major things happening right now, which are very immediate goals, but do you have any long-term goals or dreams that you would like to achieve with your music?
I think we can all say Madison Square Garden is one very collective
yes,
goal.
Yes, absolutely.
That's
for
one
sure.
A very specific goal.
MSC.
But that's just a personal goal, you know. But for really what our music is meant to inspire everybody. But, you know, it just so happens to be geared toward a lot of young women. And we want to inspire women to follow their dreams and be themselves, and also to recognize that, you know, even when we have our downfalls and we're going through our teenage years and we don't know where we want to be, that to remind them that we all went through that too, and that, you know, it takes some time to recognize who you are and who you're going to become. And we want to empower women to make sure that, you know, we stand behind them, especially female musicians, and we will be right there, you know, helping anyone with anything that we can, even if eventually we start a school for, you know, all musicians. But it'd be great to gear towards a lot of young women.
That's so cool. So we're going to play the song Special Soul right now. And what do you guys, how do you guys write this song, and what was the meaning behind the song for you?
Oh, this is Jessie again. So this song was definitely, it's a shuffle beat, which inspired Kayla because, I mean, well, according to her, I don't want to speak for her, but most of our songs are pretty standard four on the floor, you know, different types of beats. So this is our only shuffle song. So it was really cool having Kayla, you know, come up with that beat. And then it's just a totally different song compared to a lot of the songs on the album. The lyrical content, I'll leave it to the listener to decide how they feel about it, but I hope you guys enjoy it. It's our only shuffle song, so dance along.
Yay! Definitely, we're going to definitely play this and dance along to it. When we come back to you girls, I want to ask what your favorite romantic movie is. So I'll give you guys this time and this break to think of it. So if you have a favorite romantic movie, feel free to think of it. And we will be right back with more from True Violet interviewing. And this is their song, Special Soul. And we'll be right back.
You've come a long way. You know you can't stay. Two wrongs won't make it right. The old people, they all say that we won't break the chain. We'll live so long.
Man, that song was so catchy. I totally didn't want it to only be a minute and a half clip. I was like, I want to hear the chorus again. It's super fun. Okay, so you guys are going to be able to hear the full version of that teaser. You're going to be able to hear that in June when they release their album. That's True Violet. It's really cool. Now we have Zara with her raw poetry, and she's going to read to us some of her passionate words. So how are you doing, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, so what poem do you have for us tonight?
Tonight the poem is called By Chance, and it's kind of about certain people that happen to cross, you know, kind of come into your life that reinstill, you know, whatever feeling it might be that you've been missing for a while. So sometimes it kind of reignites and that you think you lost. So kind of like that. And then, yeah, and then the next week I'll go back to my very provocative home.
We will definitely be looking forward to that. Awesome. So feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. I remember that moment when hope slipped away. I was drowning in the abyss of backstabbing, lies, deceit, jealousy. I had given up on the glimmer of hope that kept the softness in me alive. I had decided to lock up the pulse of my soul and simply become an entity instead of a being. I happened to make it to that one dinner. They happened to call you for me in a completely unrelated, unconnected, mundane way. I saw it as completely useless. You happened to pick up the phone. We coordinated a time to meet with nothing more than papers exchanging, polite smiles, and thank yous no one really means. I had given up on any soft part of me feeling again, not just for love or friendship, but for humanity. Then came that fateful day. I had never seen you, but both of you were sitting there. I had no idea which one was who. Until you spoke, I recognized your voice. I didn't know what you did, but with that simple smile, you piqued something in my heart. The delicate softest piece of my soul that I had placed with the ultimate protection I could find. I guarded her with all my heart because she was the last piece of me that was untouched. You brought a softness out without making it a weakness. Souls connect like constellations, making an epic design that can only be admired from afar. You confided in me how broken you felt, and despite your polished image, you felt like a lost man. I looked at you and said, the most breathtaking murals are made of millions of broken pieces. I don't want your perfect ones. I want your broken ones. You made me feel again. You made me feel and believe in hope again. By chance, we happened to meet. It's as if you were behind me standing, facing a mirror, and you would tell me everything I didn't see in myself. You saw everything beautiful in me as I saw everything he stole from me. By chance, we met. You made me feel like a woman. I have no idea how or why, but you made me feel that love and happiness are still very much alive, not in my past, but in myself, something no one can ever take away from me.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for reading that, love.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me and letting me share it. So,
definitely.
Glad you liked it.
Absolutely. Let's hear a little update about your song.
It is complete. We have completed the recording. It was a fantastic process. They are simply editing the track right now, getting rid of any background noise. Should be done this week. So hopefully we'll be able to feature it this time next week on Facets of the Heart, which will be amazing. And the whole process was addicting and invigorating and just makes you want to do it again.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's really educating songs, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. It means so much when you hear somebody read something that you wrote with so much passion. Like, they believe in the story and what you're trying to convey. And it's not often that I'm speechless, and I was completely speechless.
That's so cool. I'm so glad that you're able to get that, you know, satisfaction with your creativity, because you totally deserve it, and that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's definitely something that I intend to do for a long time, and I can't wait for you to play and get the feedback everyone's been going crazy over so far, so that's a good thing.
That is really, really awesome. Well, we're super excited to play it. And just so you guys all know, we're trying to get our show broadcasted live in Paris with Zara and I going over to Paris. So feel free to check out our Indiegogo campaign to see how you guys can contribute to our show and what we can do to help you back. So just go to Indiegogo and search Facets of the Heart. So thank you so much, Zara, for everybody following her throughout the week. You can go to all of her fun links so you guys can check out more about her music and her poetry and everything she's up to. So you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And her Twitter page is twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I will see you next week, hopefully with the song.
Sounds great, baby girl. You have a wonderful night tonight, and we will see you next week.
Okay, thanks. You too.
All right, bye. Bye. So if you guys are wanting to hear Hozier, where they had their hit song, Take Me to Church, you guys will definitely love, you guys have probably heard this already, but I super love it, and I'm going to play it for you guys right now. This is Hozier with Arsonist's Lullaby, because it's extremely passionate, so I hope you guys love it. And that was Hozier with Arsonist Lullaby. So I love that one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And now we are going to go back to True Violet. And we are going to be able to ask them some more fun questions. And we have a final sneak peek song of theirs that we are going to be able to play for you guys called Seasons as the final song in this live part of the podcast. So, you girls, have you thought about your favorite romantic movie?
Hey, this is Devo.
Oh,
hey.
Hello.
Hi. So, yeah, I thought of mine, and I would definitely have to say the classic Meg Ryan movies, the Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally, you know, all those goodies. You've Got Mail.
Oh, totally.
Nice. This is Kayla, and I'd have to say my go-to would be How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I just think it's so funny
and really cute. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yay.
This is Elena.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Sorry.
Hello.
My favorite, I think, would be, I like a lot of them, but I think my favorite is Breakfast at Tiffany's because that one was one of my favorites growing up, and I love Audrey Hepburn in that movie.
That is one that I still haven't seen, but I have it. My mom recorded it for me for Christmas, so I literally have to watch it still. It's like on my nightstand.
You should. It's really good. It's not what people expect. It's not very like sappy. It's more about her, which is cool. It's a good movie.
And this is Jessie.
I'd have to say 50 Shades of Grey was pretty good. So that's
I love it. That's so cool. Very fun movie. It's very, very fun. So what are some of your links so that people can find you guys and keep up to date with all of your stuff?
Hey, this is the biggest one again.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Okay. The best one would probably be trueviolentmusic.com. That will link you to all of our, you know, our social medias, our Facebooks, Instagram.
Sweet. That is awesome. So if you girls had an inspirational message for your fans, what would you like to tell your fans?
Just keep on following your dreams. And it's the best way to escape any kind of negativity within is to follow your dreams. And just, you know, music was an outlet for all of us girls. And if your outlet is anything with music or anything at all, you know, whether it's soccer, music, or any kind of art or skill, I say just go with it and make sure it's always a part of your life so that you can grow with it and always have some place to turn if you don't have somebody to turn to.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. And then how many songs are you going to be releasing on your first debut album?
There'll be 8 songs. 8 great songs. As far as our meaning goes, we've worked really hard for the past year and a half. And, you know, we believe in each one, and we can't wait to play all of them live. Right now we're playing half the record live, and as soon as we put it out, we'll be exploiting it everywhere. So we hope you guys enjoy it.
Which song has gotten the best response when you play it live?
Probably Stand By You so far. We haven't really got to play all the songs, like I said, so we're not entirely sure, but definitely Stand By You has a great crowd participation. Special souls needs to get them off their feet, but you know, if you want to be a part of the song with us, you're definitely going to want to hear Stand By You.
That is so cool. So we have a final song of yours that we're going to be able to preview for all of our listeners tonight. It's called Seasons. What can you girls tell us about that song?
Seasons may change, but our love is a lifetime. That's pretty much the gist of the song. Life is going to throw you curveballs, and there's going to be a lot of changes, but you always got to look up to the sunshine and keep on going with your day, and that's what this song is about.
Oh, beautiful. And is there anything in particular as a final message that you guys would like to leave for your listeners? Anything you want to tell them about what's going on with you guys or anything that you want to say?
Basically, I mean, our... sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Basically, we just really are excited to release this album, and we want everybody and anybody to hear it. So definitely go to the website that Devo said, trueviolentmusic.com, and listen to it and let us know what you think and if it inspired you or made you mad or something. But we really want everyone to hear it, and we hope that it inspires everyone and makes them feel as good as it makes us feel.
Oh, and are you guys going to be raising more money for cancer?
Every day, anytime we can. I actually was talking to, there's a company called Rock Pink out of Orlando, Florida, that we work with, and they're great. And they're a small company, but they are very great in that area. And it's a great big town, city in Florida that, they are very well known. And we're actually connecting with them at one of our House of Blues shows in Orlando on June 26th. We're hoping to have them come out. And for the most part, we usually split our proceeds, whatever we make in the tickets, we usually split it with them and donate. So anytime we can get any kind of sponsor out to a show, we are glad to connect with them. And also, October 10th, we're connecting with the American Cancer Society again. We're going to be doing another show, completely free charity show. And May 26th, we also have another charity show. I don't have specific addresses or locations yet, but it is going to be posted on our website, and everybody can come and donate and be a part of the greatness together, really. It's going to be great. So please check out our website, trueviolentmusic.com.
Yay! Awesome. All right, girls. Well, thank you so very much for being on our show with us tonight. We really appreciate it, and we're super in love with your music, so we can't wait to have all the full songs. So we're really, super supportive of you guys for your release, next month, which is going to be really great, beginning of the month. And we can't wait to, buy your album with all your music on it. So yay. Thanks so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Aw, thanks. You are, girls are amazing, too. Awesome. Great. You have a wonderful night.
You, too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, girls. So now we're going to play Seasons by True Violet. And then we have some fun music for the extended podcast version of our songs tonight. So we are going to be playing Samantha James, Waves of Change, Layla, Speaking of Truth. We have Jules Larson, I Want It All. We have Jess, All Night, but the Alex Balog remix. So we have all sorts of fun, cool music for you guys right now. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is Seasons by True Violet, and I hope you guys have a wonderful evening tonight, and we are excited to broadcast for you guys next Monday night. So have a wonderful one. Bye. Thank you.
like trees and water, shaped to suit our mood. After mood and weather, in the waves you will float.
Thank you.
Thank you.